Welcome to The Trending Show. Now here is your host, Mike Quackenbush.
Welcome, loyal trendies, to this 155th edition of The Trending Show, the web's most reliable source for news or related things that I've made up. This podcast is made possible thanks to the continued support of Cobra Electronics. In fact, later on in this very episode, it is thanks to Cobra that I am able to give away a Drive HD dash cam absolutely free to a loyal trendy just like you. But for now, friends, into the trendosphere we go. On Monday, John Jones was the top trend, racking up 50,000 searches after he got into a brawl in the lobby of the MGM Grand Casino and Resort in Las Vegas, Nevada. This was not a scheduled brawl for the Ultimate Fighter and Manhunter from Mars, but rather a spontaneous skirmish that included toppling a promotional backboard that's advertising his upcoming September fight on pay-per-view. The fisticuffs and testosterone-fueled shouting that followed will no doubt bring greater nationwide acceptance of mixed martial arts by confirming that the sport is more disciplined than it is barbaric to an already skeptical public. Both participants in the fight have issued their respective apologies. UFC promoter and president Dana White has not taken punitive action against John Jones as of this recording, but Jones is expected to face a hearing up on the satellite as soon as Booster Gold's shift on monitor duty concludes. Also trending at about that same level on Monday was former press secretary James Brady, who, upon remarrying, acquired three daughters roughly the same ages as his three sons. Brady was paralyzed after surviving a devastating head wound in the 1981 assassination attempt on the life of then-President Ronald Reagan. Brady died on Monday in hospice care in Arlington, Virginia. James Brady, a former architect, spent the last 33 years in a wheelchair after surviving the gunshot fired by Ralph Hinckley, who, believe it or not, was a mild-mannered schoolteacher. Medical professionals stated that the cause of Brady's death is linked to the injuries that he suffered way back in the 1981 shooting, so technically the medical examiner has ruled his death to be a homicide, and this may lead to new charges being filed in the 33-year-old case. James Brady was well-liked by those who knew him, but was unknown to those that did not. Ralph Hinckley faced trial in 1981, but was found not guilty by reason of insanity when police found him wearing magic red jammies under his clothes. He claims that he lost the instructions out in the desert. Ronald Reagan, for his part, would go on to be the subject of the Genesis video, Land of Confusion. Trending just below the Martian Manhunter and the patriarch of the Brady family was Bachelor in Paradise, a new reality series populated by castoffs and rejects from hit shows like The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. On Bachelor in Paradise, there are more dudes than chicks, and the basic premise is hurry up and jump into a relationship before the elimination rose ceremony thing happens, or you're getting shipped home from this beautiful island. Monday's other top story was far and away the saddest news item of the week. No disrespect meant to Carol or her six grieving children or their plucky housekeeper Alice. Production has resumed on The Big Bang Theory. The series' main cast have all re-signed through Season 10 with Warner Brothers Television Studio. Since this show is run by Warner Brothers, we can make the vague deduction that this is set in the DC Universe, right? If so, I would like to be the Green Lantern Corps eradicating Hal Jordan that pulls a zero hour and goes back to the start of time to reshape the universe so that it doesn't include The Big Bang Theory, or those Joel Schumacher Batman films, or the band The Four Non-Blondes, and prevents the outsourcing of Borders Cafe to Seattle's Best. Save the chai, save the world. On Tuesday, Olivia Wilde was trending because OMG, a photo of Olivia Wilde's breast! The latest issue of Glamour features a photo of the new mom breastfeeding her naked 3-month-old in a diner booth while wearing Prada heels. The new mom is expertly lit and coiffed, as all new moms always are, and has pulled back the top of a $1,900 dress to capture the act of nursing in all its natural airbrushed glory. Becky Hammon also trended on Tuesday, as the 37-year-old became the first full-time female coach in the history of any of the United States' four major sports. And that would be baseball, football, basketball, and pro wrestling. Hammon will be coaching for the San Antonio Spurs, which I can only confirm is not a professional wrestling tag team. So it's one of those other ones. Nina Dobrev, star of The Vampire Diaries and 80s one-hit wonder, was trending midweek after her appearance on Jimmy Fallon, where she played beer pong with luft balloons and commented on her social life. The New York Daily News only wrote about 200 words to accompany the 6 photos of Dobrev wearing a black dress and heels. This story would not have made it into this week's episode if not for this anomaly. The New York Daily News website felt that since I liked an article about Nina Dobrev, that I might also like the article titled "Zack Snyder Calls Into Radio Show to Defend Aquaman," which is the first time since I've come on the trending show that a website has correctly guessed an article that I might also like. Aquaman is low-hanging fruit. We all grew up watching Super Friends, and the Silver Age version of the character is fun to poke at. We've heard those same he-talks-to-fish jokes since third grade, though. It's not 1973 anymore. Read that Peter David run on Aquaman. Read it and love it. Before I go on, I must ask you to leave me your 5-star review in iTunes. I was getting really good at saying that every week, and then I forgot for a while. And so the reviews stopped coming. But I cannot accept that this means that you do not love the 5 stars out of this podcast each week. Proclaim your love in the iTunes store. Include the name of a dessert item in the title of your review and score additional points with me. Thursday saw an American Apparel advertisement trend as the back-to-school ad featured a presumed-to-be high school girl in a miniskirt bending over a car. Certainly, there is something to be said about the social trend of sexualizing younger and younger girls in media. But I must take exception to this remark that was made to station KTLA about the ad. Quote, "It propagates this kind of rape culture," end quote. I think we're talking about 2 separate issues here. One issue is a company that wants to grab attention by using a provocative image that sexualizes young women. Some people may find this offensive. Matters of taste or judgments about what is appropriate are subjective. It is unknown if the subject of the photo finds it offensive or if the model is underage, etc. It is certainly worthy of serious discussion, though. But the other issue here is not open for discussion and is devoid of any subjectivity. Rape is a crime carried out by sexual predators without consent, and there is no gray area about that. All people find this offensive. Do provocative photos cause rape? Well, I'm no meteorologist, but I happen to think that a severe mental disorder in the brain of the rapist is what causes rape. So that's where the blame needs to go. I guess we should ask a judge or something, or Tipper Gore. The week came to a close with Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles trending above Facebook Messenger, Leanne Rimes' back end, and the Chicago Bears' tight end. The new film, rated PG-13, might be marketed toward kids, but reviewers have cautioned parents against the extreme violence the film contains. The Turtles started out as a gritty, black-and-white indie comic back when I still had to ride a 10-speed, but over the arc of the next few decades, they became sanitized into the exact sort of fare they once satirized. Nightmarish CGI versions of the Turtles actually make me crave the bare-bones look of the 1990 TMNT film, which at least one review said comes across like a masterpiece compared to the 2014 reimagining. The kind of kibitzing I am tempted to pair with this story must be saved for the Grizzly Bear Egg Cafe, but to others of my generation that look at things like the new Turtles movie and want to give some Hollywood exec a big slap, let me say this. The things we loved in our childhood are still out there to be loved. You could probably start enjoying them again with the speed of opening Netflix. Nickelodeon made more money on their Turtles license this past Christmas than ever before. Michael Bay, who also had his way with our beloved Transformers, makes more money for movie studios than almost any other action flick director-producer type. It's only a matter of time before we see a Thundercats reimagining that looks like it should be on Skinemax After Dark, or a Smurfs versus Snorks movie where the plot is just mapped onto the conflict in the Gaza Strip. You want the classic versions? Dust off those Eastman and Laird reprints from Mirage Comics. Yearning for the source material in these modern times is pointless. In the age of Amazon Prime and eBay, all the source material is at your fingertips forever and ever. Or until the server crashes and they lose your account info. Okay, it is time to announce the winner of our Cobra Electronics giveaway. I sifted through all the tweets sent to me and entered them into a randomizing algorithm to assure no bias on my part. The bias is on the part of the algorithm's programmer, who may or may not be Clayton Morris's wife. And the winner is Russell Cage 85, who I will need to contact so that we can ship him a brand new Cobra HD dash cam. This just-released innovation from Cobra Electronics retails for about $120, but for the cost of a tweet, Russell Cage 85 is getting one absolutely free. Cobra Electronics makes great gizmos for people that live on the go. To browse about their incredible catalog of cool inventions, head right over to Cobra.com, and then meet me back here next week as I'll assemble another edition of The Trending Show just for you. Until then, adios, amigos.